Good afternoon. My name is Randy McGregor, and I'm the proud fire chief of the Bryan Fire Department. I want to thank everyone for being here today, how much this means to us. I want to start off, though, with just a bit of news before we get into this huge celebration. We're very blessed this morning having been escorted up all the way from Galveston, being met by, I believe, every fire department between here and Galveston. And as we entered the city limits of Houston, we were escorted by several of the Houston Fire Department units all the way through Houston, with many units standing at the bridges and overpasses, waving and saluting. While this was going on, Houston was dealing with a major fire in an old motel. We have unconfirmed reports right now that they lost two firefighters today. It's just a reminder of how dangerous this job is. And I just want to ask you, all of you, please, keep those affected in the Houston Fire Department in your thoughts and prayers right now as they deal with their tragedy as we speak. But now we have a celebration, don't we? This is the day we have been waiting for a long time, that we can bring Ricky and Mitch back home. I just want to start off by saying how thankful we are to everyone for their support, for the healing God has provided these men, and just all the incredible, overwhelming help we've received, they have received throughout this horrible event. We truly live in a great community surrounded by a lot of other great communities, and we're just so grateful for that. In many ways. These two men up here are some of our finest. They're some of our bravest. When they came on the job, they knew the job was dangerous. They knew the dangers they could be exposed to. And the night of the fire, these men never gave up in their jobs. We could not be more proud of them and all of their efforts to protect the citizens of Bryan and to help their fellow firefighters. And today, again, is such a tremendous day for us that we've watched the pain that they've endured, the pain their families have endured, and to see them come home is the most incredible thing for all of us, that they made it back here to Bryan. And we're going to continue to pray for them, and I ask that you do too. While they're here today and they're doing very well, their road ahead is still long, many treatments and therapies. But having them home, I know, brings comfort to them and to all of us. We're going to be by their side as we have been, continue on with them until they make it through this path, till they're completely healed, and we can get them back on these fire trucks down here in Bryan. I want to mention again a little bit more of the support. As we arrived in Galveston this morning, we were met by the Galveston Fire Department, many of their folks, apparatus. And Galveston Fire Department has been assisting us since the night of the fire, providing an enormous amount of support through just standing at the hospital waiting to be asked for something, to providing food, to providing support to our folks. And I just want to really give a special thank you to the Galveston Fire Department for what they've meant to us throughout this event, even all the way up to today, as they escorted us out of Galveston County on our way home today. also want to give thanks to all the other emergency response organizations, both locally and across the state, across the nation and internationally. Again, the support we have received through cards and letters and many other things from all over the world has helped us get to this day today to get Ricky and Mitch home. We are truly blessed to be in a profession where brotherhood is such a priority for all firefighters and emergency service workers. Our friends in law enforcement today, our support today coming in, that was one of the best parades I think I've ever seen. Again, we are here today through the help and support of many agencies and many people. And on behalf of the Bryan Fire Department, I just want to say thank you to everybody for all that you've done on behalf of the families, Ricky and Mitch.